This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الحي الذي لا يموت. والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ورسوله محمد بن عبد الله. وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله ومن استنى بسنته واقتفى أثره إلى يوم يبعثون. Dear respected brothers and sisters, we continue inshallah what we did last week. We are talking about a phase in our life which is death. Death is a phase. It's never the end. Among the mistakes that you hear the Muslims saying, they say, he expired, he ended, which is not true. It's wrong to say that. You can say, he died. He died. But among also the mistakes that you see many Muslims using is the word, he has gone to his last abode. Who said that the grave is the last? We Muslims believe that there is life after the grave. So if you say the person has gone to his or her last abode, it means paradise and hell doesn't exist, which is wrong in our faith. So we have to be very careful what to say. And remember, brothers and sisters, we are responsible about what we say. Allah will hold us accountable, Yawm al-Qiyamah, about every word we say. That's why be careful even how to joke. Jokes are lawful in Islam as long as they are true. But if you come up with a joke that is not true, you are lying. Yeah. I mean, be careful. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam joked with a woman, an old woman, who told him, "O Messenger of Allah, am I going to be in paradise?" He said, "No." So she started crying. Then he said, "No, I was joking with you, sister. No Muslim will enter paradise in an old age. All of us will be in a very young age." And it is said the age of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, 33. Every Muslim, male and female, will be in that age. Forever. You'll be eternally for that age. Guys, pay attention. You're going to live forever, either in paradise or in hell. Choose. And everything depends on what you do now. Everything depends on what you do now. So may Allah help us, inshallah, to fear Him, love Him enough, so that He will give us His mercy in the Day of Judgment. Ameen.
Ameen.
So please do not use the word, he or she has gone to his or her last place. No. Qabr is not the last. Qabr is one phase. Death is one phase. And it is the first step of the hereafter. A person, when he or she dies, he or she is already moving towards the hereafter. That's it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to die while He is pleased with us.
Ameen.
I just want to recap quickly in titles what we have done last week for the sake of tape recording. But I just would like to quickly go. Please keep all your questions until I finish. Today, since we have the record, if you have any question until I finish, when I'm done, inshallah, we open the floor for questions and answers. We are talking about ahkam al-janaiz, the rulings of janaza. janaza, plural. Janaiz is plural of janaza. In Islam, we have rulings also how to prepare a person for his or her hereafter. We talked about the importance of having patience, to be patient. Because when death is coming to any one of us, especially when that person is sick, he or she needs patience, and those people around him or her need also patience. So everybody needs patience. Number two, we talked about the importance of seeking medical treatment. It is wajib that a Muslim keeps looking for medical treatment until the end. You cannot give up. Even if the person is terminally ill, he or she, we have to keep doing our level best, inshallah, to keep them, inshallah, with us. Number three. We talked about jawaz al-istirqa, meaning it is permissible to look for ruqya. Ruqya is to either read Quran for yourself or ask someone to do it for you, but believing that Allah who gives the shifa, not that person. Not Sheikh Zubair or Sheikh Ahmed or Sheikh Muhammad. No. It is Allah who gives shifa, not the person. The person is a good man asking Allah to give you shifa. That's all. And we said you can do it just for yourself. When you are sick, sisters and brothers, put your hand where it hurts, where it is sakit, and read some Quran. Any verse of the Quran. With the intention that you recover, with Allah Azza wa Jal's help, it will inshallah happen. Number four, we talked about that it is haram, it is absolutely haram. And be careful of haram, brothers and sisters, because remember, we don't enter Jannah with breaking Allah's laws. We don't. Allah Azza wa Jal has promised that people who do haram intentionally and don't repent, they will not enter paradise. People who break Allah's laws intentionally, especially major sins. And it is a major sin committing shirk, such as hanging any kind of talismans. To hang something that, if I wear it, if I put it on, I am always lucky, I'm going to win or get whatever I want. If you do that, if this is in your mind, it is a form of shirk. And Allah will not forgive you. Remember that. Number five. We talked also about how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to help people recover by making dua for them, by visiting them, by always keeping them positive, keeping them optimistic. Number six. We talked about the permissibility of a Muslim seeking medical treatment with a non-Muslim. Can I go to a non-Muslim? And this is a very good question, by the way. But today, because Muslims have broken so many laws, it is like weird to ask this question. It is a very valid question. Can I go to a non-Muslim and tell him about my secrets? Because medical treatment, you know, sometimes you are very sick. And these are secrets. Can a Muslim be touched by a non-Muslim? And also we talked about the permissibility of going to a woman doctor and a female Muslim going to a male doctor. In certain cases, it is permissible. Number seven, we talked about the importance of quarantine. Quarantine. To put people who are facing an outbreak, such as the plague, God forbid, or a disease that is contagious, to put them on hold somewhere and not to mix with them. This is very important to keep in mind. It's Islam that talked about it 1400 years ago. For example, if somebody has a very contagious disease that spreads through touching, a contact, it is very unwise to go visit him. Or if you go visit him, it has to be in a very special and specific way. Because the disease can spread. And Islam is, alhamdulillah, here to help people keep a healthy life. We also talked about it is wajib, about the obligation of visiting somebody sick. When you know a Muslim who is related to you, even if he is far related to you. How? For example, he's not from the family. He or she is good Muslims. It's your duty to visit him or her. You're not doing him a favor or her. But we also talked about the importance of a short visit. When you go visit somebody sick, please do not stay long, for a long time. Just, you know, short and go. Also, we talked about the obligation of having good thought about Allah. when death comes. When death is coming to us or to our loved ones, at that moment we have to keep very positive that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive that person no matter what. That Allah azza wa jal can forgive. And He is able of forgiving, and He will inshaAllah forgive. Number 10, we talked about talqeen al-mayyit. When somebody is dying, we need to sit next to him or her and say la ilaha illallah. And never tell him, you should say la ilaha illallah. And start panicking. Brother Ismail, say la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah. We could not do that. La ilaha illallah. Let him hear it. La ilaha illallah. And then he starts, inshallah, repeating. If not, then, alhamdulillah, we think good of that person that in his heart, he or she has said it. We also talked about the importance of facing the person towards the Qibla before death. When he is dying, he or she, let me refer to he in this case. Because in English you have to say he or she. In Arabic you just say he and that's it. And it's known that females come from males anyway. You know that. Eve comes from who? From Adam. Eve came from Adam. So ladies are not first. He's wrong who say ladies first. Man first. So if there is a hole, man falls in it. So be smart. If you always say ladies first, so they can break a neck or a foot. Let the man first. If he falls, khalas. Okay, so please keep that in mind. We are so much westernized. We are so much westernized in Islamic land, subhanAllah. Everything the West does, we have to do. No. Everything Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, we must do. Then we be good Muslims, inshallah. So we said that when somebody time to depart comes, we must turn him towards the Qibla. So that at least his face should be towards the Qibla when it is time to go. So please, if you go visit somebody, and we used to do this, by the way, in the U.S. When we used to go to visit somebody, we ask where is the Qibla, and when we know that that's it, he or she's a, we turn their bed. We ask, of course, take permission, and we turn the bed. And sometimes these non-Muslims come and help us because we say it's a religious requirement, and they come and they do it for you. They turn the whole bed for you. And subhanAllah, Muslims in Muslim land, leave him. It's good for him or her. Do you understand? Yeah, it's okay. Don't bother him. It's good for him. It's what the Prophet said.